Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello everyone, welcome to Ross County 3, Rangers 2 here on Club at 22, the Rangers podcast. We are going to bring our reaction to an utter collapse by Rangers this early afternoon. And yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm a wee bit shell-shocked and I'm not very happy about it. I'm Scott Carney, I'm with Ali Pearson. Ali, always good to do these podcasts, isn't it?
I know, I wish I was in bloody wherever Ryan is in New York or something at the moment.
Atlanta, years ago.
Atlanta, but no, it was... I don't know how many words to describe that, Carney. Shambolic, pathetic, gutless. Ultimately, Carney, it's a team that has let us down time and time again. And you're getting into the business end of the season. There's not many games left and they've shat the bed, Rangers. I said they had to beat Celtic last week to win the league. to get over Celtic, but they couldn't do it. Psychologically, there's the word for you. But they didn't do it last week. I thought they failed us big style last week. I know they get into the game ultimately. But today, Carney, to go up against Ross County, second bottom in the league that I don't think have beaten Rangers.
Never.
And they deserve to win Ross County. Wow. If you've got to hold your hands up, they deserve to win Ross County. A team with fight, desire, everything we should be doing going up there. And it was pathetic, Carney. And ultimately, Rangers have just gifted it back to Celtic. They just gifted it back.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and try and pretend that Rangers deserve something from that game. And even when it went back to 3-2, I thought even if we get a point out of this, if I was a Ross County fan, I would be raging because Rangers deserved absolutely nothing today. We were out fought. We were out a Ross County team that looked more heart than we did. Even when we got it back to 3-2, the lack of urgency that we showed, the lack of urgency the entire game. And it just, what was the point in all the effort last weekend in that second half against Celtic if this was what was in the bag for us this week? It is terribly poor by Rangers today. I mean, not one of those players on that pitch gets a pass mark from me. Butland aside, probably is the only one that I would think, because he's made some cracking saves, but at the end, they all count for nothing. They really do all count for nothing because Ali's right that this team have let us down time and time again, and I was trying my hardest not to let myself believe it. Ryan says it quite a lot as well, even in a group chat and stuff. You will always say, no, it's not good enough, and that this team have got it in them to do things like this from time to time, and they've done it again today. Today's a self-sabotage at its finest, absolute collapse by a Rangers team that were in the chance of being in a good position going into next weekend's Scottish Cup fixtures. And yeah, we've absolutely fell and we've collapsed, and I don't think even the manager escapes criticism today. On that, the starting 11 today was Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Lundstrom, Dow, Cantwell, Seema, Silva and Dessers. Roof and Raskin make the bench. To start with Clement, mate, I don't agree with the starting 11. And a lot of people in hindsight will say, oh, you weren't saying that at the start. I did say I questioned the fact that Silva remained in the team. I don't think he deserved to stay in the team. It was good to see Seymour coming back in, yes, but Borna Barisic, I don't understand the need to continue to play the guy. He's not good enough. He doesn't want to be here and he isn't going to be here. Sterling should have started at left back. There's no doubt about it. Apart from that, I'm not going to be too grumbled by Dow starting in the middle of the pitch, but it was clear from the start of the game, mate, that the midfield didn't work and it wasn't working.
No. I mean, I said I'd pick Kieran Dow because I thought he played well when he came on against Celtic. I know he was kind of at fault for the third goal, but I thought he added something in the midfield, so wasn't surprised to see him. If you're playing Barisic, then you're playing Sterling, someone else in the team. So for Sterling to be on the bench kind of baffled me. And obviously, we know what happened to Barisic, but the midfield never got a grip of the game at all. Cantwell was trying his best at times, can't he? But it's that Barisic is the only one in the team. Silva, for me as well, shouldn't have started. He was, I thought he was embarrassing against Celtic. I wouldn't have started Silva. I know a lot of folks says Matondo maybe would have started, but Matondo's probably better to bring on. So, it's not the team I would have went with, to be honest. But they should have enough to beat Ross County, that team.
Yeah, I agree. As a starting 11, they should have, as a starting 11, no matter really what team we pick, we should have enough to beat Ross County. But that is not what transpired today. We nearly go behind, mate, very early on, from pretty much, I think, the first couple of minutes. It was a terrible start. We then score from an own goal, which was a bizarre goal in itself because nobody actually knew that it was in. Nobody in the stadium knew. Nobody really in the TV, watching it on TV, knew it was in. From then on in, Butland made numerous saves, I thought, and to keep Ross County, to keep us ahead of Ross County, and we kind of muddle through. Dessers wastes chance after chance as he does, and We really looked like we'd nothing in us. I thought we looked leggy, mate. I thought we looked tired. I thought we looked like there wasn't much invention coming. There was wee tiny bits where I thought we could maybe have done better there. Laidlaw made a good save from Cantwell. And if you really want to be generous to Dessers, he probably makes a good save with the one that Dessers one-on-one with him. But again, for me as a striker, you need to be scoring that. And at the half, mate, I was thinking, we're lucky to be 1-0 ahead, genuinely. Ross County will be feeling pretty hard done to. And I won't lie, at half-time I expected Clement to give a bit of a bollocking and try and put something into the team because the first half standard was nowhere near it. We were miles away from it. It was, as a half of football, it was extremely poor. And again, it all, I think, stemmed from the defence looking shaky as hell, man, like we look all over the place at the back, and the midfield just wasn't working. And we ended up, I don't know, muddling our way through to get to a 1-0 lead at half time.
Sorry, I've got a puppy in the background if you can hear him there.
I don't think I'm this podcast, mate. Might really smile.
I thought the first half, kind of, there was only one team. I thought Ross County looked like the team that was going for a championship. If you were a guy just looking at those two teams, Ross County deserved to be, I thought, leading the first half. The goal that we scored was, I didn't even celebrate it because I was waiting for something to be ruled off. But it was a perfectly good goal. But at halftime, I expected changes, Carney, for Rangers. That's two halves of football Rangers have played in the last two games there against Celtic and Ross County, and we have been absolutely terrible. I expect him to make two changes at half-time. I thought he would hook Silva, and I thought he'd maybe hook Dowell as well, but it was... I just thought it was pathetic, the Rangers. And the back line, Carney, is a bomb scout at the moment. Oh. That's us leaked six goals in two games now, which you can't do if you're going to try and win championships. And obviously, we've talked about that for next season, but the back line... It was shaky, and I thought it breathed through the rest of the Rangers team, and we never had control of the game, Carney. Ross County had control of the game, which is sad to say, but it was a pathetic first half by Rangers.
We didn't look a threat going forward. They did. They were, any time that they got a chance to break, they were breaking on us. As I say, our defence was all over the place, really really bad. Just not the decision making and not really having commitment either to want to win your tackle. It was quite tentative. Rangers were quite standoffish, not really trying to put the authority on the match, put authority on to Ross County to say that we were in control of the game. And it was all very passive and blasé and not good at all. Honestly, the first half was shocking, but I still had a wee bit of comfort in me going, okay, well, we can't be as bad as that in the second half, and we are 1-0 up. The second half happens with no changes, and we are 2-1 down within 5 minutes of that second half. Now, people may call me an over-exaggerator here. That is completely unacceptable in every way, shape or form for a Rangers team to be a goal up at half-time against Ross County. No disrespect to them. They're second bottom of this league. They've never beat us in our history, in their history. And we're now 2-1 down by just car crash defending. Defending that is unrecognisable of what we've seen from Rangers team, this Rangers team before. We just collapsed, an absolute self-sabotage job. When it went 2-1 down, mate, you'd already messaged and said, that's it, this team they've collapsed in on themselves yet again. And there is a bit ringing in the back of my head going, they've done this before and they are doing it again.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the first goal, Carney, was, it's such poor defending, and the second goal is just as bad, to be honest. But to be 2-1 down after 5-10 minutes of the second half against Ross County is shocking. And that's why I text the group chat, Karen, because they don't give me any confidence, this Rangers team, when they go behind. I know they did it against Celtic, obviously, but away from home at Ross County, they just looked lethargic. I thought they looked timid, Karen. They looked scared. And there's a lot of players in this team that, as you say, have let us down before in previous seasons when it gets to big situations. And today was must win for me, as of last week, and they didn't do it. But at 2-1, I'll be honest, I didn't see us getting anything. If Rangers get back to get a draw or something, a draw was no use for me today. Rangers had to win the game. So I just, at that point, I couldn't see it because we didn't even threaten our goal. We didn't even look. Dessers up front, non-existent. The midfield was non-existent. So he had to make changes at that point.
I think he should have made changes at the half time, but also when it gets to 2-1, all you're doing is giving Ross County even more to hold on to. They are now at the point where they're going, we're actually 2-1 up here. We've got a chance of getting something, not only a draw from this game, a point from this game, but also getting the win. And of course, they were going to lay it on the line. They were going to lay their bodies on the line, and that's exactly what they've done. Rangers from there didn't even respond. Honestly, I can't sit here and pretend to praise them or try and act like I've seen something that's given me a wee bit of a wee bit of hope, because we didn't. You kept seeing Clement at the side of the side. Do you want an ice cream, by the way?
Is that ice cream fan?
Do you want an ice cream? thanks, mate. Appreciate that. But even the icing was Clement at the side of the pitch, trying to G the players up, and I'm going, you're G'ing up nobody. These players don't want to do it. They didn't have it in them, I don't think. The heads look completely gone for me. It's at 2-1, you could see the heads going. Even before that, I think even the equaliser knocked the stuffing out of Rangers, and we never recovered from it. We really didn't. We made changes that probably should have been made at the half, but again, they didn't really make any real great difference to the way that we were playing. Then we go 3-1 down again, another absolute... It's too easy. Do you know what I mean? It's just far too easy for a team of Ross County standard to break up the park the way that they did. We're all sixes and sevens at the back, can't figure anything out. And it's 3-1. And at that point, I went, duh, you've absolutely bottled it here. Every single one of you has absolutely bottled this. You've not only let yourselves down, you've let the fans down. And it does get to the point where I'm going, you don't deserve the support of these fans to travel up that distance to come and support you at midday on a Sunday. And that's the kind of performance you're going to put in. I'm not sure where Clement goes from this, mate. I'm not sure what excuses he's going to come out with. I'm sure Tavernier will be sent out to say that he's disappointed at the result and we need to learn from it. But it's easy to be knee-jerk, but that it's now at the point that we've seen this too many times now. But by the time summer comes around, mate, no matter what happens now for the rest of this season, and I do mean this, no matter what happens, there is serious work needing done on this squad. There really is. There is far too many of this squad that have let us down time and time again. And yeah, it's difficult to see how Clement tries to lift the team now.
Very difficult, because he goes to, well, every game's a must win now. Rangers need to win all their games, and they need to go to Parkhead and win, which, as I said, They've not shown me any evidence that they'll go to Parkhead and win, let alone get a draw there, to be honest. Celtic will have their tails up now, let's be honest, and they should do, watching Rangers today. By where he goes from here with these group of players, he, as much as he'd probably love to fling them all under the bus like we're doing, he can't. He needs to get, because they are still in. They are still in a title race, Carney. If they win against Dundee, they're a point behind. So they are still in it. But we all know, as a set of fans, that, and speaking myself, I think we're blowing it big still. I think Celtic will run away with the league now. For me, I don't see anything in the players to suggest we can turn it around. But I don't think Clement will come out and throw them under a bus. He would have seen today, Carney, who's not up for it, basically. And I think he's probably seen it since he's been in. And there'll be a big turnover of players in the summer. And you don't want that, Carney. We turned over a lot of players at Rangers with different managers, and you don't want that. But Clement needs to be backed in the summer, and there will be a big overhaul of players, Carney. A lot of players that have been here for 4 or 5 years will be leaving, and new players will be coming in. But I mean, we've not seen the reaction yet of Clement or any players that have come out, so it'll be interesting to see what they say. But they've let him down again. But most importantly, they've let us down, because we kind of believed at one point the way they got themselves back into a title challenge, and ultimately at the final hurdle, they've just thrown it all away. All the way to Celtic, and there's Celtic's got 5 games, we've got 6 games left in the league, so it's disappointing, Carney, but I'm not shocked, which is a sad thing about it, because I've done it before.
Actually, today did shock me. I didn't expect it today. I really didn't. I thought we would, obviously we've had a bit of a disrupted week, and I'm not by any stretch of the imagination trying to use it as an excuse, because I'm definitely not. But I thought, okay, we've not had to play a game midweek. This should be a game that almost takes care of itself. Not that I was taking it for granted, but I thought, just come out, play your football, Rangers, and you should win this game comfortably. We should win the game 2-3-0. Should be no problem at all. But to see it the way it is, it's a massive, massive worry for me. It really is a massive worry. We're coming into the business point at the end of this season, after the kind of disappointment and, I suppose, the positives you can take from the Old Firm to come into this game and to perform the way that we've done. And even when we got the penalty back that went to 3-2, I generally didn't even celebrate. Make me unstaunch or not, if you like. I don't really care. I just went, well, I think that's kind of irrelevant, because I couldn't see scoring from open play. I didn't think it was going to happen today. And there is now, obviously, real concerns about the way that even when we went 3-2, there was no urgency. There was no tempo. Yeah. There was nothing. It was just this, let's just take our time with the build-up, and it just seemed like there was nothing there and there was nothing left in them. There's no other way about it today for me. The Rangers have bottled it, absolutely bottled it yet again, and it leaves us, we've just handed on a plate the initiative to our rivals for this title, and it's just no one to blame but ourselves, really no one to blame but ourselves. It's a really, really poor day at the office for all involved today with Rangers, and it's I know you've said, we've not seen the reaction from the players or from the manager. I don't think I want to see it, mate.
No. No. And it's, I know we've got beat today, but for me, it started when we get beat in Motherwell at home.
Probably.
It was a game that you didn't expect it. Nobody seen it coming. Celtic went to Hearts and let us out of jail that day. And you looked at that point and thought, we've got out of jail. We need to be kind of flawless going forward. The Celtic game was a big game. Like I say, I thought we had to win. We didn't. I know the context of the game, we came back and got a draw. But what we said on Friday night, Carney, we have to win. We have to be flawless from the end of the season to win this league, starting against Ross County. And the first hurdle failed. So I agree with you, and agree with all the guys on Twitter and all sorts. They've bottled it big time, Rangers. And Celtic and their fans will be looking over at us, having a right good laugh. And
laughing, yes, quite rightly so.
To be honest, if I was them, I'd be doing the exact same, because Rangers have just given everything, every bit of momentum they had, right back to them. And they're now in the driving seat now. It's like people can still say it's still in our hands, because if we win all our games, you win the league. But this Rangers team don't fill me with confidence doing that going forward, Carney. So I'll be interested to see how they react when they play Dundee on Wednesday night. But that's a couple of games in their own now. Even the Hibs game, which I didn't think were great, but they look nervy because it's getting into a critical part of the season, Carney. And I just don't think mentally they have it to get over the line. I don't think they do. And that's why we need to get rid of a lot of players in the summer.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. I think, as I said earlier, I've always been trying to give them as much benefit of the doubt when they probably don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, let's be honest. And you would kind of accept it if you were battling toe-to-toe with Ross County and you maybe lost it in the last minute or whatever, but we didn't. We were beat and deservedly beat by Ross County today. That's not acceptable, and that's not going to win you a league. It really is as simple as that. That's what it boils down to, is if you can't put in a performance good enough to beat Ross County away, when there's no excuses to try and hide behind, I think it tells it all about the mentality and the way the rest of this league will go. I'm the same, mate. Now, I don't see Rangers winning every game at the end of the season. But I certainly can't see how we can go to Parkhead now and expect to get a result from it. There's major work needing done now. And yeah, I'm bitterly disappointed at how Rangers have let us all down again today. Yeah, I really am. It's going to spell the end for a lot of players. There's a lot of players that will never recover from this. There's a lot of players that have been on the brink of the Rangers support turning on, and it's now very much happened. And
it's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, we've got two massive games now as well to finish off this week. And yeah, as I said, I'm struggling to figure, but I can't pull any positive from today. Butland aside, making a couple of saves, I can't pull anything from today that I can think, there was maybe something there, maybe something there. There was no periods of play today either that I thought, okay, we're clicking, we're bringing into action. It was bitty, it was disjointed, it was messy, it was scrappy. We were not even close to really laying a glove on Ross County, to be completely honest. And I think that's the first time in my life that I've ever said that sentence. I don't think there's going to be many that are going to say that Rangers haven't bottled it today. And I think by the initial reaction of just us, as in the group of us that have had a conversation, we are now left at the point where we're going, right, okay, that's happened again. And I suppose we probably should never have been in this position in the first place, but it's the, what do they always say? It's the hope that kills you.
So there's
not much else that I can really say. I'm sorry if you were tuning in to get some positive words to take from today, but no, I'm very disappointed at how Rangers have responded today. And final to say, Ali, before I let you try and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Sunday's pretty much ruined now for Rangers. They've let us down again. I said they let me down last weekend. I know a lot of folks says they get out of jail with 3 each. They still let me down last week. I thought they had a big chance to really, really put the pressure on the Celtic. They didn't do it. And today, obviously, Celtic won yesterday against St Mirren comfortably, by the looks of it. I know they were 0-0 at half-time, but I think they ran out comfortably. There was pressure on Rangers today, because Celtic were 4 points clear in the league. I know we had 2 games in hand, but there was pressure. And when there's pressure put in this Rangers team, most of the time, Carney, they shit the bed. And today, against a Ross County team that, let's be honest, Rangers should be going to take care of Ross County, regardless of what players we've got in the park. Most folk probably didn't see it coming today. Maybe the Dundee game with the park and etc. Most folk thought we'd got to take care of it. I thought we would, and we should have, but we didn't. They've shat the bed once again, Rangers, and they've handed, as I said, every bit of momentum back to Celtic. And today is the reason, Carney, why Rangers won't win the league. Games like this.
I agree.
And I agree with you. Going forward, the 6 games we've got left in the league, as I say, Rangers have to win all of them. And Rangers won't win all of them. I'll be shocked if Rangers win all of them. And I don't see Celtic dropping because that'll give them momentum. They'll go on and ultimately probably win the league now. So it's disappointing, Carney, because where we were in October, where we thought we were completely out of it, when we were, to get back into it and to have a chance to go ahead and then at the final hurdle fall, it's disappointing. But they've let this team, this core group of players, have let us down over the last umpteen seasons, Carney. And there's big surgery in the summer, unfortunately, and all of these players will need to go. It's disappointing today, it really is.
Yeah, and they'll need to come on and cop, and they're going to need to be ruthless. They really are going to need to be absolutely ruthless, because we can't, we as a fan group can't continuously reach false summits with this team. There's far too much scar tissue carried throughout that team, and the surgery needs to start as soon as possible. It's a massive summer coming up, and yeah, sorry if it sounds defeatist, but I can't see any positive in today that makes me think that Rangers will go unbeaten till for the rest of the season and manage to win this league. And it's bitterly disappointing that we've been let down by this squad of players again. And I say, and the manager, I think he'll need to hold his hand up and take responsibility for his starting 11 today. But ultimately, the players are the ones that go out and play the game, and they are the ones that have failed, and they've failed drastically today. It was a terrible game of football for Rangers on a Rangers perspective, and yeah, I'm sure this one will run on and on for a few days up until the Dundee game. Anyway, Ali, for this thankless task, mate, I appreciate you joining me.
No problem. It's always coming on doing these. It's hard. It is hard. And especially right after a game as well, Carney. It's hard to get your words across sometimes.
I'm actually quite happy that County scored as early as they did, or the third one as early as they did, because if they'd scored that quite late on, I don't think me and you would have been this calm as we are.
Yeah, you get kind of time to take it in and think what you're going to say about it. But to be honest, when they scored the third, I sat on the couch and didn't say much. When they scored, when Rangers scored the penalty, I didn't even celebrate it because I knew. Too little, too late for me, but aye, it's disappointing, but they need to pick themselves up, Carney. As much as we're sitting here saying that the league's done for us, on paper it's not, because if they beat Dundee and they win the rest of the games, it's there for them, but they really need to show reaction, Rangers.
Yes.
They really do, and they're going into a semi-final at Hampden on Sunday against the Hearts team that are playing well this season. I know we've done well against Hearts, but
they'll be fancying it now, but...
Oh, of course they will. There's a lot of big games coming up, but it'll be interesting. Clement always talks about it, the reaction for a Rangers team after a disappointment. So it'll be interesting to see what their reaction is on Wednesday night. But ultimately today, disappointing. Like I say, they've let us down once again.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, as I say, there's one that's going to run on and on and on, and I can't pick out much positive, any positive in it today at all. And I think we are quite right as fans to be feeling the way that we are, and to be feeling so disappointed, because this team have got previous for it. And it's now not up to the fans. It's now up to the team. It's up to the team to lift us. It's up to the team to show that they want to go the rest of this season unbeaten. And that will start with Wednesday night. But right now, sitting here hand on heart, I don't see it happening. I don't see Rangers going unbeaten. I think there's some serious mentality issues that have reared their ugly head again today, that we all thought maybe Clement had managed to stamp out, but it's not transpired that way, and we're left here after a pretty humiliating 3-2 defeat to Ross County. We will be back later in the week with Club Debt Corner. Hopefully there are a few other guys on so they can have a rant about this and it's not just me and Ali again. But until then, you won't enjoy the rest of your weekend, but I hope you can do something that distracts you from thinking about Rangers for a while. We have been Clubback 22, the Rangers podcast. I'll speak to you midweek. Cheers, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.